Alrighty, hey everyone, it's Dave O'Connor, and welcome to the sixth and final webinar in our Alchemy series. I hope you're keeping very, very well, and I have no doubt you have made tremendous progress since the start, judging by the feedback that I've been getting from people. It's really awesome. And obviously, every week we're attempting to hit it from as many angles as possible. So with the introduction of the new blueprints to go along with the AM and the PM blueprints and the MLM matrix recordings, then you just keep adding to the mix. You keep tuning in and really listening to what your mind needs. It's like feeding your mind, right? So on this call, we're going to talk about the path to leadership mastery. A lot of people really shy away from the whole area of becoming a leader, really because they've built it up in their mind. And my core belief is that everything really does indeed rise and fall on leadership. And again, whether you're a leader to your team, a leader in your family, it really does rise and fall on your ability to lead and influence others. And, you know, it's a wake-up call that I think we all had to learn at some point. I certainly had to learn it, you know, that I was always looking for that magical leader who would come in and show me the way. And very often in my life, I'm sure like you, you've had to just, you know, go for it yourself. Take the take control of the reins and really become that leader yourself, whether it's creating your own upline, being your own leader to your team. So I've always said to people, look, you've got to stop looking for a leader and become one. That's not to say that we don't have people in our lives who are inspiring us, but ultimately, of course, you've got to get out there and make it happen, and especially in network marketing. You know, and we can feel people who are leaders. Some leaders are very charismatic. Some leaders are very quiet and humble, who prefer to give the credit to their team. And I'm often asked the question, are leaders born or bred? And my experience is that leadership can be trained. And it really is about mastering certain principles. And that's what I want to cover here. The keys, the 10 keys here to the diamond leadership mindset. And I think that's just the appropriate word. I think most people listening to this who are in Univera, that's the level that is a significant milestone in your business, is the diamond leadership level. And the first thing that I want to talk about is self-discipline. And, of course, this is everything because it follows on from the habits that we talked about last week. The truth is that you can't lead others until you've learned to lead yourself, and that is self-discipline. You know, we often think that leadership is what we do on the outside, but actually it's ultimately, of course, what drives us on the inside that determines what we do on the outside. And I believe the key to self-discipline's power is consistency. Doing what's required over and over in a way that, you know, leads to momentum in your business. When you lead yourself well, you know, then other people, they respect you, they follow you, they will join your mission. So consistent self-discipline, you know, it doesn't have to be this boring repetition thing that people have made it out to be as well. It's not a robotic effort devoid of creativity and nuance. You know, the payoff for consistency will be growth. And growth means change. Change means different. So consistent self-discipline is not just about doing the same thing over and over again. It is about course correcting. And learning to lead yourself means figuring out how to remain consistent in your self-discipline while improving and stretching in the actions associated with that discipline. So again, following on from last week, the ultimate benefit of consistency is that it creates those new empowering habits. Next, courage comes into it. Absolutely. Courage on many, many levels. I mean, often, you know, of course, as you know, you've got to do things that you weren't prepared to do before. And it does take a lot of courage, doesn't it, to get out there and stick your head above the crowd. As Sylvester Stallone once said, you stick your head above the crowd, there's always going to be someone then who's going to attempt to lop it off. Yeah, but you do have to make the tough calls at times. You have to get out there and speak with people everywhere. And, of course, I hear from people most of the time that they're not doing what they know. They're not consistent in their activity because they're not courageously going for it. We love the comfort zone too much. Having the courage to stand up for your beliefs. You know, often people, again, do themselves a great disservice when they downplay the whole relationship marketing business model. So you got to get out there, of course, and share the great opportunity that you have to offer. And then when you build up your team, the leadership is not often a popularity contest, okay? It's about doing what's right at times rather than what's easy, calling people out on their stuff, and ultimately then, of course, you want to have the courage just to hold your team to a standard. And I think, you know, stepping out from the herd is a great way of describing this. Right? You've got to step outside the known. Often you've got to go against the grain completely, right? And that's what leaders can do. Number three is integrity. And I know it should go without saying that leaders must always display a commitment to integrity and to character. But so often you're going to see people who are operating out of integrity. Because, you know, unfortunately, that lower part of us, the shadow part of us, wants a shortcut to success. And when people are desperate, then they tend to do desperate things that can be out of integrity. But when you always do the right thing, your team will see that. That will increase their confidence and their faith in you, and will follow you through thick and thin, no matter what the circumstances are. I think it's interesting when I modeled the most successful leaders in the network marketing industry, the people who got behind their vision and created the companies in the first place. I mean, of course, in your case, it's Bill Lee, and one of the biggest I guess attributes, you could say, built into that vision is his integrity. And, you know, that's what I've noticed with various leaders that I've worked with in different companies who have got it going as well. That integrity is built into it. And that you have to be the person who pulls others to their feet rather than pushing people down, who raises the ambitions for excellence in the team. And I think it's fair to say that we've all, you know, come to a point where our ego can get the better of us. Sometimes it can happen when you have too much success too quickly. People can abuse their positions and power. And, of course, I'm sure you've seen that at all different levels in your business, in your company, in your life. So hubris can set in where, you know, people can become more arrogant. And it really is a loss of contact with reality, I think. But when I sat down with, say, Richard Branson, what I was really most impressed with was how humble he still was. You know, he hadn't lost that. In fact, it was probably one of the things that made him more successful. And it's also just to watch as you move forward that you don't lose sight of what makes you a success in the first place. I've often had to remind leaders, you know, of what they did to get to where they are now, and they've often forgotten about that. And I've seen people tear down their team, a subconscious sabotage, where they get maybe envious of people who've moved many levels past them, right? Or just generally even as a leader, where you look at other people and maybe at a similar level, and you're letting their actions, even if they are out of integrity, affect you. You've got to watch for all of that, because it's about your mission, it's about your path going forward, your ability to inspire, motivate people, make a difference. So why let anybody else's behavior stop you from being all you can be there? So you got to watch for the saboteur kicking in and preventing you from being all you can be. And of course, if you are coming from integrity, then you're going to build your character. So consistency in your character certainly does develop integrity. And of course, we admire people by their character. So you got to look at your character. How much are you living your life as a role model? Are you practicing what you preach? And again, when you're a role model, people are going to listen to you more, aren't they? They're going to be influenced by you with integrity more easily. They're going to look up to you. They're going to believe in you. So my question is always, are you living every day of your life with the intention to be a role model, to be an example of what's amazing and excellent and incredible about this world we live in? Because a strong leader, of course, sets a strong example, and the character of the leader is the conscience of the team. Then, of course, we have one of my favorites, because I've worked with this so much, and it is focus. In particular, it's single-minded focus. And you've got to continuously work at that, especially in the age we live in. We are too easily distracted because we're living in the age of massive distraction. We're seduced with emails and text messages and notifications screaming for our attention. Stealing our focus is a great way of describing that. So bottom line, I find is many people are wasting maybe 3 to 4 hours of their working day being busy, being busy, being busy, being distracted. And it causes us to be overstressed, overwhelmed, overworked, overstimulated, overexerted, overextended, overtired, where we can be burnt out. And then we're underperforming, underproducing, unsatisfied, unfulfilled, unhappy. So I believe the most important skill of the 21st century is learning to control your attention and staying laser focused on what's really important to you. I think the actor Will Smith put it very well, where he said, it's difficult to do multiple things. You have to focus with all your heart and all your creativity, right, with that intense focus. And unfortunately, most people, you know, they are uncertain, because when you're focused, you develop a certainty of mind. And remember, my whole teaching, if you like, is that the divided mind is powerless. Divided mind cannot draw on the power. Only the one-directional mind can actually draw on the power. And often people say to me, well, what blueprint should I use? What action should I take? And I always say, look, you take the high-leverage actions, but you actually learn to do what you're doing. Most people are not doing what they're doing. When they're training in the gym, they're focused on something else. When they're with people in a one-to-one conversation or on the phone, they're generally more connecting with the thoughts inside of their head than the person in front of them. And I think that's, again, one of the greatest challenges of people, is to really train themselves to truly do what they're doing, to keep their eye on the ball and to keep ignoring the opposition. Next, number 5, is trust. I think more than anything, the more, as Gandhi said, you be the change, the more you be yourself and come from that place of authenticity, then the more people are going to trust you. It really is a version of trying to just not be someone else. People are trying to be someone else all the time. It's good to have role models, but ultimately the greatest leaders are really being their authentic selves. They have confidence and belief in themselves and their own power. Yes, they listen and gather information, but in the end, they don't look to others to make decisions for them. They go with their heart. They follow their heart. So we tend to trust people who have our best interests at heart. So if people feel that you have their best interests at heart, then they will trust you. And when they trust you, they'll go to the ends of the earth for you. And consistency in your attitude creates trust. So when your team feel that from you, when they feel that caring, that you care about them, then again, they're going to gravitate towards you. And remember, if you don't believe in your heart about the company, about the product, in your mission, then people are going to feel it. Remember, they're going to feel it physically from you, 5, 10 feet away. It's in your energy. They're going to feel it. They're going to hear it in your tone on the phone. And the little things count. It really is who you are, how you show up every day in those seemingly small, insignificant things that we do. Number 6 is persistency. So there's going to be adversity, challenges, bumps in the road. So when things are getting rough and you're thinking of bailing out, that's probably the time when it's most crucial for you to figure it out and have that persistence. And there really is something magical, even mysterious, about success, because it can often come quickly and unexpectedly. It can often come as a person is just about to give up and they just say, I'll give it one more go here. It can often happen when you've recovered from a defeat. And I hear from people a lot where they say, I'm not getting anything back from all the effort that I'm putting in. And yet, if you take a closer look beyond the failures, when people really succeed, you'll see that their success was inevitable. Your efforts, your actions, your dreams, your energy, your investment of time, your courage, your persistence can never go unrewarded. Truly, it is a case of what you sow, you reap. So remember, you've always got to just keep going no matter what. And I will remind you, because it's part of the alchemy formula, to be patient along the way. Because that will really make a massive difference. If it's not happening for you now, if you feel stuck and still things are not happening as fast as you'd like, then again, you've just got to go back to one of the key laws in life. Your goals and ideas are spiritual seeds. Okay? And just like every seed has a gestation period, every goal has a gestation period. What we don't know is how long it takes for you to ultimately achieve your financial goals and your leadership goals and your life goals. Okay, we don't know how long it's going to take for you to move into a phase in your life where money is no longer an issue. But what we do know is it just takes some time. And if you keep going no matter what, and you have that patience, because that persistence and patience really is a wonderful combination, it's a key component of success. But if you keep going no matter what, and you show that patience, then you'll notice that things will magically start to happen for you. But if you don't show patience, then that can significantly slow everything down. You're literally sabotaging the universe's phenomenal work that it's doing on your behalf. So I always love that saying by Og Mandino, that you've got to keep going. And if you come to the bend in the road and you don't turn that corner, which a lot of people don't, then you'll never find out how great you are. So you've got to always take one more step. That doesn't work, take another, then another. And again, just breaking it down, chunking it down, one step at a time is not so difficult. So you just keep going until you succeed. Next point, which I find, again, really valuable and vital to your success, is intuition. What is intuition? I think it's what you know before you think. And if everything in the universe is energy, and we know that it is, and all energy has a frequency or a vibration, is it possible that since our brain picks up information from the quantum field around us and from within us, intuition is us picking up on the vibration around us or inside of our own body? So your brain sends out signals, but it also receives signals. And I think intuition gives us the ability to really tune in to a different part of us. The part of us that's all-knowing, the higher part of us that's only too willing to give us direction and guidance. But you see, we ignore it to the point where we're no longer sensitive to it. And I think, you know, this is not just this wishy-washy thing. If you look at the greatest minds that have walked the planet, the greatest business minds, spiritual entrepreneurs, leaders of nations, right, like Mandela or people like that, then you'll realize they're intuitives. They really are. And it's not just like the intuition that we normally maybe would define as intuition, right? It's much more direct. It really is a very direct connection with ourselves. As Steve Jobs once said, intuition is a very powerful thing, more powerful than intellect, in my opinion. And that's had a very big impact on my work. So, how do you develop it? Well, it's like a muscle. You've got to work at it. You've got to have trust and practice listening to it, going with it, and then you'll develop it the more you use it. And it said, for example, you know, you've heard women's intuition and all that, but you see, what happens is, no matter who you are, man or woman, if you don't listen to it, it weakens the connection, and then we end up making a lot of wrong choices. So you've got to work with this. I think the blueprints help develop your intuition. I think being present really helps to do that, where you clear your mind and listen to yourself, where you pull back from the noise. All of that really helps. Next, leverage. Leverage. And here I'm talking about leveraging other people's minds. You're in the perfect industry to do that. In other words, you really can't get to where you want to go without leveraging the minds, the energy of lots of other people. And I liken it to the power of the mastermind. And, you know, another example of a mastermind is, you know, where I collaborate with people in the form of doing a blueprint. I understand that everything is energy. And that, sure, you can focus on a goal that you want and bring it about. But if you've got even just one more mind, and in this case it's just my mind, that's even not as emotionally attached to your goals, then you can increase the amount of energy moving towards your goal at an exponential rate. And it speeds things up dramatically. So Napoleon Hill's definition of a mastermind alliance is where no two minds ever come together, thereby creating a third invisible intangible force, which may be likened to a third mind, the mastermind. And if you look at the most successful people in history, they surround themselves with the right people of a similar mindset, and they avoid working with people who run backwards and forwards using the average mindset. So winners truly gravitate towards winners. But remember that law of association. You become the five people you hang out with most. Who you'll be 5 years from now comes down to, again, the people that you're associating with. Because people's beliefs are contagious. People's thinking will rub off on you. And if you're surrounding yourself with people who are playing at mediocrity, people who don't believe in your dreams and their dreams, then it really is going to affect you in a negative way. And, of course, that's huge. I know you may have heard that, but, you know, who do you hang out with on a regular basis? You got to look at your associations with people in your circle and say, is that okay? And in many cases, you got to seriously limit your associations. And with other people who are many levels ahead of you, you've got to expand those associations. So you'll see this even when you're building a team, that to create the right team spirit, as a leader, you got to have a dream larger than those that you lead. And then, of course, you've got to attract, deliberately look for people who are like-minded, who are fun to work with, who've got a big vision, and who are coachable. Who are coachable? Hugely important. And then what you notice is you create the right environment. You create a right environment where people really can find their flow. You're creating a space for people to grow and evolve. And then people look at your team and they go, whoa, that looks like a lot of fun. Number nine is huge. Number nine is charisma. Charisma. You could call it the it factor, the X factor. I don't care what you call it. But in every great leader, and you look at the great leaders that you know in network marketing, they have this something extra about them. And it is a charisma. It is an energy. It's an ability to get their message across to people. And in a way, it's a deeper connection. So in my experience, one of the final pieces that leaders know, the high performers know, is that they have this ability to be charismatic. And because of that, then, they got an ability to influence with integrity other people, individually or in groups. In my own case, I had to say to myself at one point, if I'm going to get my message out there and do what I came here to do and inspire the masses, I'm going to have to learn to inspire other people. I'm going to have to take my ideas and translate them into inspiration and do this in a big way. But I see that when you develop this charisma in yourself, it gives you a success presence. It allows you then to move into this magical state where you can connect with anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere. I believe your understanding at that point is that you're not closing sales, you're opening relationships. You're more in your heart. You're more present in the now. And you're detached from the desperation and the worry, detached from what decision that they make. So I think there's everything in that. I think, that presence creates magnetism, it creates connection. And that's what you notice with some of the best leaders that have walked the planet, right? It's like an all-encompassing connection. And then number 10 is contribution. You know, what I love about the network marketing industry is that you must first become absolutely great at helping others achieve success. It's one of the only industries in the world where contribution plays such an important role. And I think you've got to, even if you've got a lot of problems, even if you've got a lot of money problems and everything now, you've still got to think in terms of contribution, because it will lift you out of those problems so much faster. And again, I believe at the end of the day, when you're on your deathbed, and you're going to ask yourself that fundamental question, have I lived my life in a way that's meaningful, that's allowed me to express the best within me, and ultimately elevated and inspired the people that I surrounded myself with? Have I left the world better than I found it? Or have I spent my days being really busy and leaving people worse than I found them? It's all about the difference you're making. I mean, what is the point of going through life on a day-to-day basis and, not creating positive change, not being significant? And it's a fair question to ask ourselves every day, to look in the mirror and genuinely say to yourself, when I get out there, the place I'm coming from in my mind, the energy that is about me, is it genuinely contributing to people, adding value to people's lives, or am I actually leaving people worse than I found them, or not making a difference at all? So I think it really is important that you're leveraging your days in service, being acutely helpful to every person that you come in contact with, and using your power, your potential, to make the world a better place. As cliched as it sounds, as idealistic as that sounds, I think it's true. I think the world belongs to dreamers. So, the late, great Maya Angelou once said it far more elegantly. She said, a solitary fantasy can transform a million realities. So are you making a difference? So I want to talk to you about also the power of questions. And I'm calling these the diamond leadership questions, 10 diamond leadership questions. People ask themselves the wrong questions, you know, again, where your focus goes, energy flows. So people tend to ask themselves, well, why am I failing? Why am I struggling? Why are my team not doing anything? And of course, your attention is then going into that negative energetic pathway. Whereas on a daily basis, there are key questions that you could be asking yourself that will really move you forward. So diamond leadership question one, do I have a clear plan mapped out to achieve the diamond level? Okay, for you, maybe it's an emerald level or whatever, or the next significant level for you, of course, could be gold or could be platinum or whatever. But ultimately, I think you need to be thinking bigger and thinking, I mean, why not, in terms of diamond. Another question, question number two, am I willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen? Again, these are great questions to ask yourself on a daily basis so you don't get complacent, so you don't just have one day blending into the next, blending into the next. Next, what do I fear? So going back to when we talked about overcoming fears, just looking at the whole area of fear, reminding yourself on a daily basis, are there still some of the things, the actions that you're procrastinating on, and asking yourself, what do I fear? And are you then prepared just to feel that fear, face that fear, and do it anyway? So just asking yourself the question will give you at least the opportunity to face the fear, do it anyway, make the calls, do it anyway, follow up, do it anyway, no matter what your thoughts are saying. Diamond question number four, and again, it's going back to what I have in the alchemy form in the beginning, is who do I need to become? You need to be asking yourself that regularly. You know, who do I need to become today? What's the highest ideal of myself as a leader? How do I need to show up today? And by doing that, you'll stop yourself again from going through the motions and just playing at average. Diamond leadership question number five is, am I having fun along the way and staying massively focused and positive at all times? I think that, again, is essential, because all the greats somehow reached a point where it just didn't feel like this massive amount of hard work, even though they could be, again, engrossed in what they were doing for endless hours. They enjoyed the journey. Next question, how can I get better? So if things are not moving for you in your business, then you do have to look at your competency levels. You know, how can you engage better in your conversations? How can you lead your team better? How can you follow up in a better way? You know, when you're trying to, again, invoke that curiosity in people, how can you do that? How can you do that better? How can you grab their attention at a better level? Next question. What one thing will allow me to change the game? You know, you can have all these endless goals that you have, incentives that you're chasing in your business, but is there just one thing that will allow you to change the game? In your business, there's absolutely one thing that's going to allow you to change the game. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it will be to actually recruit more business partners. I know it sounds obvious, but you see, if we're not focused on that, that we can get lost in just, again, being busy. So there's always just this one thing that's going to allow you to change the game. In my business, it was moving from doing a lot of one-on-one coaching to doing a lot of one-on-many, right? When I really decided that one thing, that changed the game for me. Next, leadership question number eight is the gratitude question. To keep reminding yourself of what's great in your life. Even what's great about your journey, negative and positive, that's brought you to where you are now. And also what's great about the opportunities, the people that you've yet to meet. Number nine, and it really, number nine is about turning problems, obstacles, into stepping stones, and ultimately success. So it's asking yourself, well, where is the opportunity here? Regardless of where you're at, right, there's always an opportunity. You're in a sea of opportunity, and many people are not recognizing that. So in your life right now, right, you can have a lot of problems, but within all of those problems, as Napoleon Hill again once said, there are the seeds of the equivalent success. So that's a great question to ask yourself. Ask the greatest search engine of all time, which is in between your two ears. And then number 10, do not lose sight of the end result. You know, where are you ending up? And it's huge, because you can have a lot of people who will work very hard, but their belief is they're ending up maybe in a negative place, in a bad place. Whereas if you have that mantra, that vision, no matter what, in 5 years' time, for example, I'm having financial freedom. I'm living life on my own terms. I'm going to be living in all these different countries. So whatever it is, it's on your, you know, in your vision. You keep saying that to yourself. And it's one of the quickest ways of pulling yourself out of a current negative situation. Okay, make sense? So again, there's a huge amount in those 10 questions and those 10 leadership points. And I'd like to put it all into a blueprint, if I may. Yet another one to add to the mix. And before we go into this blueprint, again, just ask yourself then, in terms of who you want to become, what is the highest ideal of yourself as a leader? What is the highest ideal of yourself as a leader? And I don't normally do this live, but I am going to play some music during this live section now. And as always, it will sound a lot clearer when you listen to the actual recording, because I'm also doing a recording on my other computer at the same time. Okay? So let's have some fun with this. And as always, you're never to listen to this when you're driving your car or operating any machinery of any kind, but close your eyes and allow yourself to relax completely. And just identify the highest ideal of yourself as a leader right now. So just imagine standing in front of you is the you that you've always wanted to be, who has that self-discipline and courage, that trust and authenticity, the integrity and character, the laser focus and the vision, the passion, the commitment, the persistence with the patience, the intuition, the charisma, and the contribution. And just imagine all of those qualities now in streaming through the top of your head. And notice how it feels to have more discipline and consistency. How to have the courage to step out from the herd. Become that person now. Be in your own body, looking out your own eyes. Become that highest ideal of yourself as a leader. Feel what it's like to connect with those higher levels of integrity. have that world-class laser focus where you're single-minded, you're able to do what you're doing, and you trust in yourself and in the process. You trust in your vocation, in your products, and just get a sense and a feel now of people just magnetizing towards you. Be walking into a room full of people and your energy just fills up the room, because there's a magic about you. There's a charisma that people can feel from you. And notice that wherever you go, you're attracting more of the right people, because you know that no two minds ever come together without thereby creating a third invisible, intangible force, that mastermind alliance. And just get a clear picture now of the team that you're creating, where you're creating this perfect environment for people to step into their greatness, where you encourage people to do better than you, where you have all these leaders sparking off one another, and you create this amazing energy for people to grow and evolve, be coached, be mentored, and you hold people to the highest of standards as a leader. So as you walk your path, align with your values, walking the walk, you have a very powerful message to send to people everywhere. So I want you to imagine now, just excitedly, passionately, taking those actions that you know you need to take, bringing out the best in everyone around you, whether you're on the phone or following up or you're out and about. You have that diamond leadership mindset. You're already there, and people feel safe in the aura of your presence, because you have that success presence. It just creates connection, and that means that people are just connected to their vision. They get excited just by being around you. It's just like you and them in a vacuum. And now feel what it's like to come from that place of contribution. And feel how wonderful that feels now. To really be in that place, committed to making a difference, helping so many people get to where they want to go, because you're leveraging out their mind, you're leveraging out their energy, and you're associating with more and more of the right people. You bring out the best in one another. That's really great. And now I want you to imagine powerfully moving along your path, and you're absolutely unstoppable, on a roll, with that laser focus. You can lock on to any goal that you want. The obstacles are bouncing off you. Picture this now, where you're immune to negativity. That's right. You can just push aside the worries and doubts, and you can just go for it. You can go for it with courage and boldness. And as you move into that space, notice how each day in every way, you're seizing the moment, you're taking more action, you're taking massive action where necessary, and you can shoot down the negativity and opposition to your goals. So once again, you stare adversity in the face, the obstacles bounce off you, you overcome the challenges, you rise above the negative circumstances, and you really go for it. And as you move forward along your path, notice how your vision is becoming more compelling and more powerful and clearer than ever before. Each day and every way, you ask yourself great questions. You remind yourself, do I have a clear plan mapped out to achieve my biggest goals, to get to my destination? Hear yourself asking yourself, are you willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen? Each day and every way, you face the fears and you just do it anyway. Every day, you're asking, who do I need to become? And it forces you to up your game. Are you having fun along your journey? And ask yourself over and over, how can I get better? What's one thing that will allow you to change the game? What are you grateful for? Feel that gratitude right here, right now. In everything you do, there's always an opportunity. So you ask yourself, where is the opportunity here? Even amidst negative situations, you're in a sea of opportunity. And ask yourself the question, where am I ending up? And go ahead and trust your unconscious mind now to float all the way out to a time in the future where you've done it, where you really have succeeded and fulfilled all of your potential. And when you look back, you realize you are destined for greatness. You've been able to really achieve your potential. You overcame all the obstacles, you corrected your weak spot, you kept working yourself and growing and evolving, and it all paid off. You persisted. You've loved your journey. That's right, be there as you've reached your destination. Look how bright everything is. You've passed all life's tests. And it's more magnificent than you ever dreamed that it would be. You've made such a massive difference to so many people. You've done your part in helping the world be a better place. And you've really loved your journey in the process. That feeling, an overwhelming feeling that you've done whatever you came here to do. You've left an amazing legacy. So I want you to feel that all of this is a done deal. It's meant to be. And leaving all of that out there, come all the way back to now, knowing that each day in every way, you're on track, you're on a mission, you're on purpose, and you'll see real world results. So coming back, feeling excited, always ready for action, go ahead and open your eyes. Okay, so there you have it, folks. That's the leadership blueprint. And, you know, obviously this being the last one in our webinar series, of course, you just keep going. There's always a next step and a next step to take. And I think what you'll notice is that you'll be able to go through these recordings again and you'll get something completely different out of it. You know, so sometimes, yes, sometimes you are going to take a break, and maybe you're taking a break for a week or two at a time or whatever, but you'll always bounce back and get something even more out of them. Remember, the blueprints are structured like that. They'll continue to work away for you long term. And let me tell you, it's often maybe a few months after people have done a course like this that I've heard back from them where they finally made a breakthrough. So sometimes it doesn't happen as fast as we like, but once you keep going and you don't stop, my experience is you will absolutely get there. So I just want to thank you for really fully participating in this course, and just recommend that you keep building your vision, that you keep building your mindset, and you just keep bettering yourself, really, every day. True success, again, I believe, comes not from the end result, but from the journey. And it's all about living life on your own terms. And when you do, when you live your truth, when you express the best within you, and you trust yourself, and you live according to your values, and you keep going for your dreams, then you're honoring the best within you. And again, you just don't want to settle for anything less. You don't want to settle for mediocrity. You've got to live your life in a way, really, that's you being true to yourself. So I'll leave you with another one of my favorite quotes from Ralph Waldo Emerson. He said, "What lies behind us and what lies ahead of us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us." So keep going for it. Keep fighting for your dream. And I can't wait to hear from you and, of course, connect with you very soon. Thanks so much, and we shall speak soon. Bye for now. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.